In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're on Luisa, in the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. We are on page 12. Middle of the page, volume 36, 10:30, 1938. Jesus says about the Holy Trinity. We, the Holy Trinity, listen to this. This is so great. Even reach the extent of giving Luisa the right to judge together with us, Triune God. So this is the thing that Luisa would say to Jesus, please. I don't want to judge anyone. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to do this, please. And Jesus says to Luisa, you're going to have to judge. And when you think about it, it says Jesus is going to come to judge all nations with Luisa, with a human. This is what's so amazing. And if we, Triune God, see that Luisa suffers because of the sinner is under the rigorous judgment, to soothe Luisa's pain, we, Triune God, mitigate our just chastisements. So here Jesus is saying he softens these just chastisements that must come upon the earth. Luisa, makes us, Triune God, give the kiss of forgiveness. And to make Luisa happy, we say to her, poor daughter, you are right. You are ours and belong also to them. See, this is why the Triune God has the firstborn, the newborn. Our Lady's mother and queen, she wants all her children to be saved. Jesus, as the Son of God, wants all his children to be saved. That's why he died on the cross. He redeemed all mankind. And it's up to each individual to choose God. God isn't going to force us to do that. So now he has the newborn, Luisa. And he says, when we see Luisa suffer, because sinners are under a rigorous judgment from God, to soothe Luisa's pain, we mitigate our just chastisements. So who is the one that softens the blow for us is little Luisa. He says, Luisa makes us, Triune God, give the kiss of forgiveness. This is what she's doing. She is the one that's doing this. She's making us, as Jesus says, give the kiss of forgiveness. To make Luisa happy, we say to her, poor daughter, you are right. You are ours, and you also belong to them. You're also the first human. So you have in your heart the love for all of mankind. You, Luisa, feel in yourself the bonds of the human family. Therefore, you, Luisa, would want that we, Triune God, forgive everyone. Look at Luisa. Forgive us all. And every day in the evening when we pray, when we do our act of contrition, we pray in the name of everyone and everything. We say, Lord, I am sorry for these sins. I'm sorry for all the sins of mankind. Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive us. And we say, we want to stand in the place of every human being. And we want you, Jesus, hear every human being speak with my voice. Jesus, I am sorry. Father, forgive us. Please, may your kingdom come. May your will be done. May it reign in us. May we enter into your kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. He says very clearly, therefore, you would want that we, Triune God, forgive everybody. And God says this, we'll do as much as we can to please you until the soul despises or refuses our forgiveness. See, there will be some who hate God. I know that might sound strange, but they hate God, despise God, and they do not want any forgiveness from God. They don't want it. We'll do as much as we can to please you, Luisa. But there will be some who will want to despise or refuse God's forgiveness. This creature in our will, this Luisa Picaretta, is the new Esther. Luisa Picaretta is the new Esther, wanting to rescue her peoples. So we see the love that Esther had for the Israelites. She went in front of the king knowing that if he didn't call her, she could be executed for coming into his presence without him saying, come. And she stood there and said, you know, there is someone who is trying to destroy my children, my family, my people. And the king said, who? And she pointed him out to him, and he said, this person. And it's the same thing now. The devil wants to destroy us. And Our Lady is pointing this out. Luisa is pointing this out. Our Lady is the new Esther. And now you have the like daughter, like mother. Luisa now is standing in the breach, pleading that everybody is rescued. Oh, how happy we, Triune God, are to keep Luisa always with us in our most holy divine will. See, God is so happy that finally, there is someone next to the Blessed Mother, someone next to Jesus, a human born of original sin. And he says, we are so happy to keep Luisa always with us, Triune God, in our will, because through Luisa, we, Triune God, feel more inclined to use mercy, to concede graces, to forgive the most obstinate sinners, and to lessen the pains of the purging souls. So even the souls in purgatory are being freed because of little Luisa. Do you see how important to live in the divine will is? And our God is trying to encourage us to do this. Not just to say we like reading or say we like Luisa, but to live in the divine will. This is what God is waiting for. Poor daughter. Luisa has a thought for everyone. Luisa has a pain similar to ours. Again, you see Christ crucified. You see Mary at the cross with Jesus. And now there's a human there as well. Seeing the human family swimming in our divine will without recognizing it, living in the middle of enemies in the most wretched misery. So Jesus shows us this. Luisa knows what's happening with us. You can go to Luisa. You can pray to Luisa. You can have confidence in Luisa. Listen to what's happening. Poor daughter, she has a thought for everyone. Luisa has a thought for you and for me. She has a pain similar to God's. Seeing the human family swimming in our divine will without recognizing the divine will. Luisa wants us to know, love, and possess this gift. Why? That's what Jesus taught her. To know the divine will, to love the divine will, and to possess the divine will. Living in the middle of enemies. This is all the demons in the most wretched misery. Our enemy is our human will, where the devil seduces us, tricks us, lies to us. He hates the children of God. And once we understand the divine will, we leave our human misery. We leave our human wretchedness. We begin to live in God's most holy divine will. Volume 36, 11, 3, 1938. Therefore, the one who lives in my divine will possesses a divine strength that is never extinguished. It's not a human strength. You look at the saints, and the saints were very powerful. Look at Francis, for example. Saint Francis, how he was just powerful in what he did. Yeah, he died at 33 years old. He basically died of starvation. He mortified himself so much that when he was dying, he said, he called himself Brother Ass, you know, his body. You know, I really didn't realize how badly I was treating you. If I had known this was going to come this soon, I would have treated you better. But you see, that was human. Luisa, who lives in our divine will, Jesus says, possesses a divine strength that is never extinguished. that's eternal. A divine love that does not love anybody, but truly loves everyone in God. So there isn't that finding, you know, your soulmate. Finally, I found my soulmate. Now I can be happy. Jesus says very, very clearly, she has a divine love, a love that does not love anyone. Now that might sound harsh, but her love was focused on God. She loved humanity. That's why he said the next line is so important, but truly loves everyone in God. It wasn't for her, I'm going to love you for me. You know, no human could ever take the place of God. And that's what Louisa did. There's no human that I want to love. I love everyone because of God. I love everyone in God, through God, for God, but I don't love anyone individually. He says this, to how many sacrifices Louisa exposes herself for everyone. Think about that. At 17 years old, God said to Louisa, go to bed. Now, she was standing. She was walking. And she said, okay. She was obedient. What a great sacrifice to go to bed and sit there for the rest of her life. And the other thing, too, you have to remember, she never leaned up against her pillows. As another sacrifice, she would sit straight. The Aunt Rosaria, Father Bucci's aunt, who took care of Louisa for 40 years, said that she never leaned back. She sat there to offer up that extra sacrifice. You know, when we go through Lent, you know, we're supposed to sacrifice, mortify ourselves, and yet many of us, after the first, second, or third week of Lent, you know, we become weak and we say, oh, I'll do this tomorrow. There's not that sacrifice. Louisa, how many sacrifices Louisa exposed herself for everyone? She said, I will sacrifice for every human being. She said to Jesus, I will die if necessary for every human being so that every human being can live in the divine will. Who is this Louisa Picaretta that said this about you and about me? So she sat in bed and Jesus said to her, stop eating. And she said, okay. Stop drinking. She said, okay. Stop sleeping. She said, okay. And she was always trying to fulfill God's wish as much as she could. And why? So that we wouldn't have to do that. She's done everything. That's why Jesus says everything's accomplished. Now it has to be known. It has to be known. So Jesus says this. How many times in seeing her suffering, I look at her with much tenderness. I missed a line here. Poor daughter, she is the true martyr. Louisa is the victim of everyone. You know, every question that's in here, I hear people say, oh, Louisa was always questioning. Louisa was always doubting. Louisa was always upset. At the end of her life, she said to Jesus, I am so sorry I did this. And Jesus says, you didn't. This is the questions of those who would read the writings. And I would answer their question as you asked me their question. And because of you, Louisa, what we have done is every doubt, every worry, every fear, every anxiety, every complaint, every negativity we gave to Louisa to understand the divine will. We are the ones that did that to her. And God allowed it. Poor daughter, she is the true martyr. She is the true victim of everyone. Oh, how many times in seeing her suffer, I look at her with much tenderness and compassion. And to cheer Louisa up, I would say, my daughter, you receive my same destiny. Jesus understands this. Jesus was completely rejected, misunderstood, abandoned, spit upon. So was his mother. Even today, many Christians despise the Blessed Mother. Many Christians despise Jesus and what he said. The greatest thing he said was, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood in order to have life. And what happens? Everybody walked away, it says in Scripture. Everybody walked away. This is too hard to believe. This man's out of his mind. So he looks at his apostles and he says, are you two going to leave? I'm giving you everything. And Peter, the head of the church, said, where else can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We know you, who you are. And that's what Jesus says to us. He now says to us, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And as Catholics, that's what we do. He was tortured to death on that cross. Tortured to death. That's what the pagans do. The pagans torture their victims. And then they eat their flesh and drink their blood. That's even happening today in Afghanistan and Syria. It's happening. Jesus' flesh is the life of the world. Jesus' blood is the life of the world. Tortured to death. When we receive Jesus, we become more like him. When we spend time in front of our Blessed Sacrament, we become more like him. This is what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to come to him, to spend time with him, to adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him, glorifying God, looking at Jesus, listening to Jesus. Our Lord loves us very, very much. And he says, if you come to me, he says, I will let you become like me. So what happens to the divine will? Your family doesn't want it. Your neighbors don't want it. Your coworkers don't want it. Your parishioners don't want it. They look at you like there's something wrong. Why are you focused on this? You know, we have a life. We have things to do. We have places to go. And you want to read? You want to wear the scapular? You want to pray the rosary? You want to go to confession? You want to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? This is what God gives us. He gives us his life. And it's filled with peace, joy, and happiness. And what happens is, with all these people who are upset with us, we have to understand this is the same destiny that God gave to Louisa, and it's the same destiny that God is giving to us. To be drawn closer to Jesus. To spend time with Jesus. To make the divine will, reading the divine will, the most important thing in our life. All the other books are good, saintly, holy. This is the only book that will transform a soul, Jesus says. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. There's no other book like it. Jesus is speaking to you. He's standing right beside you, touching your mind and your heart so that you will understand it and love this gift. Read. Study. Put this into practice. When Jesus speaks to you, get into a conversation with him. He's actually speaking to you. Get into a conversation with him. He says, he looks at us and he says, your family's upset with you. Your neighbor's upset with you. He says the same thing to us. You have received my same destiny. Poor daughter, courage. You must be courageous. Your Jesus loves you more than anybody. More than your family, more than your friends, more than your neighbors, more than your coworkers, more than your parishioners. He says this. Listen to what he's saying. Courage, your Jesus loves you more than anyone. Do we believe this? If we believe this, we would want to spend time with Him. If we believe this, an hour a day with Jesus would be just the beginning. If we believe this, we would be making the divine will our everything. So Jesus says, "And in feeling more loved by me, Luisa smiles in the sufferings, and she abandons herself in my arms." Do we do that in our sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings? Are we smiling at Jesus? Are we abandoning ourselves in the arms of Jesus? There's one writing, in the arms, the loving arms of Jesus. It's a 15-page document. Resting in the arms of Jesus. I think that was done a few years ago. And if you read it, I like to, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I like to look at Jesus. And other times I like to just read a line and look at Jesus. And just enter into this conversation with Him. Because now He says, "I want you to receive the first bread, the bread of the divine will. The bread that Jesus ate while on earth. The bread that Mary ate while on earth. The bread that Adam possessed in the garden while on earth, before the fall." This is what they fed Luisa. A lot of people say, she lived on the Eucharist. Well, there were times when the priest didn't show up and she still didn't eat. But she ate the bread of the divine will. She ate the first bread of the divine will. See, there's three breads. There's your wonder bread, your third bread. There's your that's your daily bread. Then you have the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, the second bread, where when we receive it, Jesus is present until the host dissolves in a mystical way, in a real way. And then there's the first bread. And the reason God has given us the first bread is He says, "I want a perennial communion with my children, never to be separated from them, always to be one with them." So Jesus says, as you feel more loved by God, you will smile in your sufferings. You will abandon yourself in the arms of Jesus. Why? Because you have the same destiny. See, Jesus is teaching us how to think from His perspective. Not from a human miserable perspective, but from a divine perspective, Jesus' perspective. And this is why He's talking to us. He's talking to us to help us turn from our ways and begin to live a life that God planned from the beginning. And He's given it to us because of Luisa. You have to understand this. The saints did not have this because they did not have Luisa Picaretta. What God gave to Luisa, Jesus is trying to show us, "I want to give to you as much as you want or as little as you want." And he says to us, you have to be attentive, focused, making sure that you're always ready get closer and closer to Jesus and Mary. So He says, "My daughter, to experience, to possess what my divine will can do, creatures need to be inside of the most holy divine will. Otherwise, they won't understand a thing." And that's where God is calling us. He's calling us to be inside the divine will, to enter into this gift. And again, when you pray, this is what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting to hear you say that. "Jesus, I want to enter into the divine will. I need to be inside of the divine will. I want to experience the divine will. I want to possess the divine will. I want to understand the divine will." And when Jesus says this, "My daughter, to experience, to possess what my divine will can do, creatures need to be inside of the divine will. Otherwise, they won't understand a thing." And that says to us, He's saying to us, "I'm speaking to you. What do you want? And we say with every line, this is a good example. I want to experience the divine will. I want to possess the divine will. Jesus, I want to possess the divine will. I need to be inside of the divine will. Bring me inside the divine will, Lord. You're saying this to me, and I want this. I want to understand this great gift. I want to live in, with, through, and for it. Because this is what you want. Lord Jesus, do with me as you wish. Do you see why Jesus says, I'm going to make a divine masterpiece out of every person? It's because once they get into this, it's nothing that's been seen before. The saints had a holy humanity. A saintly humanity. Louisa is being asked by God, and Louisa agreed to it, to what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, may we share in the divinity of Christ. And she said yes. So God remolded her. She's the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. And he says to us, it's already done. Now you have to know this. Now you have to live this. Now you have to possess this. Now you have to understand this. And so therefore, let's look at all the things that we're doing throughout the day. The most important thing of the entire day is to enter into this gift. More than the day before. More than the minute before. To see what Jesus is doing. He's really asking us to begin to live an abundant life. How amazing is this? How astonishing is this? Volume 36, 11, 26, 1938. My blessed daughter, Blessed Louisa. That's what she's going to be known as, Blessed Louisa. My holy divine will wants to give, but it wants to find the soul disposed. So Jesus is saying to us, I want to give you this gift, but you have to be disposed. So we say to Jesus, dispose me, get me ready. I want to be disposed. Show me how to be disposed, Lord. I don't know how to be disposed. Show me, teach me, guide me. I want this gift. You said you want to give it. I want to receive it. You say I have to be disposed. Help me to be disposed. Jesus says, but if the soul is disposed, the soul flings herself into its arms. The soul lets us do whatever we want with her. I remember when this was years ago, there was one girl in our prayer group, and I said, you have to let God do what he wants with you. And she was always doubting. And she says, that sounds dirty. And she left the prayer group. And it was, no, Our Lady did that. Let it be done as you say. See, everybody will find a reason to leave the divine will. I've seen it happen over and over again. A lot of people say, well, I'm comfortable. I'm reading the divine will and I'm studying it and I'm pretty happy, but I gotta smoke my cigars. I've got to dance my dance. And it's no. The divine will has to become everything. If the soul is disposed, she flings herself into its arms. Do we become that drop of water into that cup filled with wine? Do we say, I want to be annihilated. I want to be dissolved in this, in divinity. I want to enter into the divine love of God. If she remains there like a tiny little baby receiving our works with so much love as to enrapture us, see, it's just to say to God, let it be done to me as you say. Do with me as you wish. I am nothing without you, but with you I am everything. Do with me what you want. And what does our divine will do? Our divine will flows in her its divine motion. And with this divine motion, Louisa finds all of our divine works in action. Louisa kisses them, hugs them, and invests them with her little I love you. She finds my conception and my birth in action. See, there's no time or space. You can be there at the conception of Jesus. You can be there at the birth of Jesus. Your memory is of Jesus. It's not of you anymore. Your intellect is to begin to think with the mind of Christ. Your memory is to begin to focus always on Jesus and Mary. And then your human will can be surrendered to God, docile, disposed. And with her love, she wants to be conceived and reborn with me. What do you say here? Jesus, I want to be conceived with you. Jesus, I want to be reborn with you. I don't want to do anything separate from you. I want to do everything with you, within and through and for you. And Jesus says, and not do I only let her do this, but finding the one who was reborn together with me, I, God, feel such joy as to be repaired for having come upon earth. I want to be reborn with Jesus. I want to walk with Jesus. I want Jesus to walk with me, with and through and for me. I want Jesus to pray in my praying. I want Jesus to breathe in my breathing. I want Jesus to do everything one with me, and I do everything one with him. But she doesn't stop here. The divine motion she possesses makes her run everywhere to find all that my holy humanity, like a fierce army, did. I want to do everything one with Jesus. My tears, my words, my prayers, my steps, my pains, Louisa takes. Louisa kisses. Louisa adores. She adores everything that I have done. There was nothing I did that Louisa did not invest with her love. We want to place our little I love you one with Jesus as he looked at the Blessed Mother. One with Jesus as he looked upon his cross. One with Jesus as he walked on the water. One with Jesus when he rose from the dead. What does Louisa do then? Louisa makes everything her own. And in a manner all childish and graceful, she locks all things up inside her womb. Everything becomes one with Louisa. Everything. Then she rises high. She comes before our divinity. She places these things all around us, Triune God, and with an emphasis of love, she says, Adorable Majesty, how many beautiful things I am bringing to you. All are mine, and I bring you everything, because all love you, all adore you, all glorify you, and return to you the great love that you have for me and for everyone. Do you see how your prayer life changes? The Echo Book is filled with the prayers of Louisa. And we follow the saints. We listen to the saints. And after they pray the prayer of the saint, people say, in the divine will. I want to do this in the divine will. And that's good. We have to learn the prayers that Jesus taught Louisa in the divine will. They're the most perfect. Listen to this. Adorable Majesty, how beautiful, how many beautiful things that I can bring to you. All, everything is mine, and I bring you everything, because all love you, all adore you, all glorify you, and return to you the great love that you have for me and for everyone. Do you see why heaven is beginning to be here on earth? It's because of what God gave to little Louisa. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as the saints possess you in heaven. This prayer is a prayer of heaven on earth. Everything's changing. Everything's changing right in front of us. And we have to begin to understand this is not anything that you've ever experienced before. It's a new beginning that's happening. As a matter of fact, it's the oldest thing that ever happened. It's what Adam had when he was in Eden. This divine motion, which is our holy divine will, places in Louisa, who lives in the divine will, the new life the divine will has just received. See, what Louisa's doing is giving this new life to God. In the divine will, you participate in God. Adorable Majesty, how many beautiful things that you have created that I'm bringing back to you, I'm giving to you. Everything is mine. All of creation is mine. And he says, she says, and I bring to you everything because everyone loves you and everyone adores you and everyone glorifies you. Everyone returns to you the great love that you have for me and for them through me. When you receive Holy Communion, you pray, Jesus, I want to receive as you received yourself at the Last Supper so that everyone, including me, can receive you worthily. To adore you properly as you adored the Father. I don't want to adore the Father with my miserable human love, but in your divine love, with your divine glory. And what happens? God hears every human being pray that prayer, give back to God His love with your voice. With this motion, the creature has right over everyone and everything. That was Adam. Adam was the king of the earth. He had a right over everyone and everything. And now Jesus is saying, I'm giving this back to mankind through you, Louisa Picaretta. And those that want it can have it. Those that strive for it can possess it. It's at our disposal. All Jesus is asking is that you learn this. You learn to know it, to love it, and to possess it. Oh, how many divine surprises Louisa can give us. Louisa always has something to give back to us. I like to find things that nobody else ever seen before no one ever thought of to give back to God. You know, I like to, what can we give back to God that no one has ever done before? Sometimes when you look through the Hubble telescope, you get the pictures of the stars. How many people have given that I love you back to God, that God has given to us? When you look at a microscope to things that are invisible, basically, how many have given them back to God? Thank you, and I praise you, and I love you, and I adore you for this gift of your love, your praise. And I give back to you what you have given to me. I breathe it in, and I breathe it back to you. How many surprises Louisa gives us. Louisa has always something to give us. This teaches us that this is what God wants from us. He's saying this to you, to us. What can you give me that nobody has ever given me? Well, one of the things is no one has ever given to God your blinking. You can do that for God. Nobody has ever done that. Nobody's ever given to God your walking, your heart beating. Give to God what you can give that is yours. God has given you this, and you could give it back to Him, but not in a human manner, in a divine manner. Jesus says this, she always has something to give us, and with this divine motion, she has the ability to run everywhere. Now she brings us, the creation, to love us, Triune God, as we, Triune God, love Louisa in all created things. Now Louisa brings us all that Jesus did while on earth to tell us, I love you as you love me. You see what's happening? This is not what the saints taught us. This is Jesus is teaching Louisa this. And when we learn this, we give back to Jesus what is Jesus's, what is the Blessed Mother's, what is our Heavenly Father's, what is the Holy Spirit's. We give back to God what is God's. This is what God's waiting for. He's waited for this, he said, for 6,000 years. Louisa, listen to this. I love you as you love me. And Louisa never stops. It seems Louisa can't be without giving us new love surprises in order to be able to say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. With your divine love, you breathe this into me and I breathe it back to you. Do you see why when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at Jesus, in conversation with Jesus, Jesus with conversation with you, the hour is really just a matter of seconds. Why? You're falling in love with God. You're falling in love with love. And that's what God's been waiting for since the beginning of time, from you and from me. And therefore, Jesus is saying, will you do this in the name of everyone and everything who are so far from me? Would you do it for them? Would you do it for me? Would you stand in the breach and let me hear everyone say with your voice, I love you, I love you, I love you. Would you be willing to do that? Do you see why worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin are gone? Do you see why? What's happening, it's a brand new beginning that's coming. I love you, I love you, I love you. Always, always, always. Jesus says this. And we, Triune God, call Louisa our divine joy, our preternatural happiness. Because there is no greater joy for us, Triune God, than the continuous love of Louisa. Every heartbeat is an I love you. Every breath is an I love you. See, the divine will is entering into the love of God. It's participating in the love of God. And that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to really begin to live this divine I love you. How astonishing is this? I love you as you love me. And she never stops this. Every heartbeat is there. Every breath is there. I love you as you love me. She can't be without giving Triune God new surprises of love. To say, I love you, 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 I love you. I've said that before. If all you can say in front of the Blessed Sacrament is, I love you, I love you, I love you, add one more thing, Jesus says to Louisa. I love you in your will. I love you with your will. I love you through your will. In, with, through, and for God. See, this is not saintly. It's what God has been waiting for. When he breathed into the dust, the Ruach of God, the breath of God, when he breathed into that dust, what came out of the dust was Adam. But the better way to say it, what came out of that dust was the image and likeness of God. And that's what he wants to see in us. He breathes into us. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Every morning when we do our prevenient act, and then our actual acts throughout the day, Jesus, beat in my heart beating. God's waiting for us to allow him, Lord God Almighty, to be the Lord of our life in every aspect. He's waiting for us. He's hoping that we will do this quickly. And so therefore, when you read this, respond back to Jesus. It's not a book. It's not a novel. Jesus is talking to you and he wants to hear your response when he says this to Louisa. Yes, I want to say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, always, always, always. I want my life, the blood flowing in my veins, to be a continuous I love you, always circulating through me. I love you, I love you, I love you. God is waiting for us to do this. He's planned for us to do this. It's going to happen, but let's have that happen soon, sooner than later. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.